You're listening to Cannabis Health Radio. Here are your hosts, Ian Jessup and Corey Yelland.
Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Health Radio. I'm Ian Jessup.
And I'm Corey Yelland.
It's quite remarkable how misfortune, maybe an illness or an accident, can completely lead you in a new direction in life. That certainly applies to both Corey and myself, and it applies to our guest today. In a fall, she dislocated her ankle and shattered a part of her leg bone, and in that one split second of adversity, her life changed for the better. And joining us from California is Darcy Stoddard, whose adversity turned into a company called Hempies, Hemp Root Therapy
Hello.
And Body Care. How are you?
Oh, great.
Now, did you know when you fell that your life would change forever?
No. And as a matter of fact, when you have an accident and get really hurt, you go through depression and all this other stuff, and with the way the doctor had it figured out, he told me, because I even after the surgery and everything, I only had 10% movement of lift in my foot. It dragged, and I had no feeling in my foot, and the ankle was always swollen, and the nerve pain was just killing me. And he told me, you might as well get used to using a cane. And later on in life, you'll probably end up in a wheelchair. And by the way, here, take some cortisone shots for the swelling. Well, I realized that cortisone has been linked to cancer. And I just didn't have any confidence in modern medicine with all the stuff that was going on, and obviously I wasn't being healed either. So I always grew herbs in my garden to help make salves and mosquito repellent and stuff for my own family. So I thought I'd research and find what herbs could help reduce the swelling, maybe rejuvenate the circulation to heal the nerve pain and stuff. And, comfrey was one of my first choices because it's very good with bone aches and pains, and sage is good for rejuvenating muscle tissue and stuff. And while I was doing that and making a salve already, adding all these herbs, I was talking with this gal, and she says, have you ever tried the root? And I've never even heard of anything like that, because usually everybody thinks the root's just for the compost pile. And she told me that it could reduce the swelling, and maybe that would help. So I added it to it, and I found out that it not only reduced the swelling, but it eased the pain and helped to promote a stimulation and circulation for my for it to wake up and start working. And the interesting thing is, just in a topical application, my legs started feeling soothed. And within 2 months, the swelling was down completely, and it was starting to heal. I couldn't believe it. And within a year, I had a full feeling all the way down to my toes. The swelling was gone, the nerve pain was gone, and I got full movement again of my ankle and was able to walk like a normal human being again. It was just, it just was incredible. I couldn't believe it. And all my family and friends were amazed at it too, so they started trying the cream themselves. My neighbor had eczema on his face, and my mom with her arthritis, and people around, they tried it and were just telling me, oh, gee, this works great for this, this works great for that. Even one gal told me her baby's diaper rash healed in an hour. And then I learned, you know, with the herbs I used and everything, it was quite antiseptic. And so it was good for infection and all this other stuff. So they wanted me to put it on the market. But first I was like, well, you know, let's make sure that this is a solid happening and not just some occasional thing that we're doing.
Darcy, I just want to interrupt and ask you, once you put this salve on your leg and it repaired your leg, I'm wondering how your doctor felt about it.
Oh, I never went back.
Oh. That was that.
It was like, forget that. You want me to have a cane and take cortisone shots? I'm out of here.
Now, the salve you made for your leg, was it from various herbs?
Yes, I've got it's a 9-herb formula, and with the main base being the cannabis root. I have comfrey and sage and myrrh and hyssop and lobelia and lavender and one other that I'm missing right this second. as I go.
The other herb was for memory.
Ah, there we go.
That's right.
Oh, burdock. But I grow and we also collect the California Bay that grows wild up in these mountain areas. And that is really good for rheumatism and easing muscle pain, too, as well as pain relief. So I just collected all these together, and it came out to be this, complete healing formula for not only the skin, but mending wounds and, of course, broken bones and rashes and... It's very antiseptic. One gal, she had a C-section, and she immediately was putting the hempies on her incision. And when she went back to the doctor was just so amazed that the skin had already knitted together, and there was no swelling or redness anymore.
You know, this may sound crazy to some people, but this is what ancient civilizations used throughout history. They used herbs, they used plants, they used roots, and we look at it today like it's voodoo medicine, but it really is what people used to heal themselves until the pharmaceutical industry took over the medical profession.
That's right. You know, and my goodness, you can have a choice. Either try to heal chemically, which usually most of these chemicals actually impede the body's own healing process, or go naturally. I found, you know, in the beginning of time, trying to research any written tests or results or anything about the root, there was hardly anything out there. But I did find the people of the Adirondacks actually used the root also for their swelling, sore muscles and everything. So,
you know, Darcy, there's an individual here on the west coast of BC who's producing a product now that is ground up roots in a capsule, and this individual is giving it to people who have cancer and other ailments to take alongside the THC, cannabis oil, and it actually counteracts the high.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Now, there is no THC in your product, right?
Oh, yeah. The root doesn't have any THC in it. It's, which... was a great relief to a lot of the elderly people that are nervous about the political issues of the plant. And with that in mind, it kind of eases the worry, too, for people that are worried about getting tested, you know, for their job or something. So you wouldn't get, none of that would show up on your test either for using the root. But I am so glad that people are starting to expand and learn and research more about what the capabilities the root has to offer us as far as healing goes.
When did you decide that you were going to sell this commercially? Take us through that story.
Well, after I conducted a three-year a kind of market study with people from all across the United States, and I gave it to arthritic sufferers and chemo patients and people with old injuries and new, and they, I sent them a little questionnaire, and they filled it out and sent it back, and I had all this continuous results that were the same. You know, yes, it works on my arthritis, or yes, it works on my neuropathy, and it does this and that and this and that. And it was coming from several people from everywhere. And I thought, well, you know, gee, this really works. Let's put it out there. So 20 years ago, this month, we put it on the market and started helping people with their daily aches and pains across the world. It was just wonderful.
Yeah, I guess the biggest complaint most people have as they get older, and even some younger people, is dealing with pain.
Oh, yes. Everybody gets it, too. You can't avoid it.
No, that's right.
No, that's for sure.
Whether you're an athlete, a runner, or just an old folk trying to get up off the couch.
Have you had any problems with the legal authorities along the way?
No, actually. As a matter of fact, there was one time, it was quite funny, because in the beginning, of course, I was talking about this in a whisper rather than being very vocal at all. And I happened to be at a meeting at City Hall, and there was an officer of the Department of Justice, and he decided that he was going to explain to me that they have no interest in the root whatsoever, and they don't care what anybody does with it. And I realized, oh my goodness, this is legal.
Perfect.
Yay.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yes, and we make sure that everything we grow is thoroughly organic all the way. We use no chemicals at all. And we want to keep it pure and simple and easy for the body to absorb and use. And we take pride in growing our own herbs and processing right here on the farm.
Tell us the story, Darcy, about the authorities in Australia seizing your product.
Oh, yes. Yes, let's see. I think that was 2008 or something. But anyway, so I sent some samples to a man in Australia, and he got raided. And when they took all his stuff, he was a man that would grow his medicine and then just give it to people for free that needed it. But I guess that's a crime also. So anyway, so the Australian Federal Police took 4 months of testing, scrutinized testing, before they finally deemed that the cannabis root healing cream was negative with THC, and they finally gave the personal supply back to the owner. But it was quite interesting, though, because during the court proceedings, an assistant to the Speaker of the House of the Australian Legislative Assembly, she was very intrigued with the testimony that was going on and asked to try one of the samples of the cream for her swollen knees. And for nearly 5 months, she had the cream on her on her desk, and she would rub the cream in all the time, and nobody could say anything to her, right?
And it helped her, I assume.
Oh, yes.
So, Darcy, when people approach you and want to get this cream, what are generally their complaints, physical complaints?
Oh, besides aches and pains, Will, we've got a lot of people suffering from neuropathy. That's a big one.
Yes.
And, you know, we've got the mothers with the just the regular pain in the neck and working with their stretch marks and stuff. Also, we make hempies for the pets too, a pet aid. And just about 2 months ago, a group of dog groomers got together with me and told me all about how they've been using our hemp root massage oil, which is straight hemp root and lavender, and they've been using that on their dog's ears, and it's been healing the dog's ear infections, and that I should make an eyedropper, dog eyedropper cleansing thing for them. And so I made that, and everybody loved it so much, and now it's on the market, too.
Well, Darcy, I got to tell you, I wish I had known you a few years ago when my little dog was alive, because I spent thousands upon thousands of dollars on Pepsi and her ear infections.
Ooh.
Oh, boy, did we ever. Wow, that's awesome that you've got that going on. That's great.
Yeah. It was just by accident. People come to me and start, hey, you know, this, you should do this with this because it really works here and there, and all of a sudden we got another product.
Wow, that's fascinating.
You know what's interesting about your story, Darcy, is that there's always talk about THC and cannabis oil, CBD oil from hemp and from the cannabis plant, but nobody ever talks about hemp root, do they?
No. It's just starting, people are starting to talk about it now, and I'm thinking it's because I'm yelling it all over the place.
Yeah, and there's been a few articles come through my news feed lately on the hemp root as
hemp
well.
Root?
Yeah, I think it's
hemp. Yeah, and it's funny, too, because I will see a new article, and I'll read it, and I'll go, gee, word for word of something I said 10 years ago.
Well,
so my word's getting out, which is really great, because, you know, geez, there's been 10,000 scientific papers published about the cannabis plant, anything from the leaf, stem, seed, flower, but yeah, there is no real good studies that have been done about the cannabis root at all. And I call it hemp root all the time because the fact that it doesn't have THC in it makes people go, oh, okay. If I called it cannabis root, they'd start worrying about the THC
mm-hmm.
in it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got that little mental image that of scare tactics. So,
yeah.
So Darcy,
I want to try to keep it nice and calm for all the people that are worried. So.
Yeah. Is it actually the cannabis plant or the hemp plant that you...
It's actually the cannabis plant. That's why I clarified it, because I call it hemp root only because the fact that the cannabis plant root doesn't have THC in it.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yeah, it's very much like Rick Simpson oil. He refers to it as hemp oil.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, only because of that. Yeah. The stigma.
Yeah, I'm sure, if you said the cannabis root, people would somehow shy away from it.
So, yes.
Yeah, it was great marketing on your part.
Well, I was also nervous at the time in the beginning, too, so. And then it got stuck. With hemp ease, how can you beat that, right?
So, Darcy, tell me how you go about dealing with the hemp root to make it a product.
We've got a few collectives around here that grow it for us, and they do it strictly organically. And then when it's ready, we come and harvest it and bring it home. And then my husband processes it fresh, and we do a lot of things with it, including tincturing and stuff. And it sits in several large vats for about 4 months while it steeps and is the properties are gently expelled.
Yeah, you don't have to give away any secrets here.
Well, most people these days are doing this online one that is with coconut oil in one of those slow
cookers. Yeah,
yeah, and that seems to be the popular one going around. But ours is quite consuming, and we're processing 80 pounds of root at a time, so it's a whole different ball of wax.
Yeah, that's a lot of root.
Yeah.
So when you first started, Darcy, and you went around asking people for their cannabis root, were they somewhat taken aback? Did they just throw it away?
Oh, sure. They were just pulling it out and throwing it in the compost pile and turning over the soil and getting ready for next year.
And you took away their garbage.
So, yeah,
you took away their garbage.
Yeah, and they liked that. And now we go dig it up for them even, so we can get most of the stuff rather than having someone come and yank it out and leave half the root in the soil still.
So, Darcy, you just deal strictly with root. You don't make any like cannabis oils or edibles or anything with the psychotropic part of the plant?
No, I'm strictly with the root.
Strictly a root girl.
Strictly a root girl. Got to spread that root around, healing at the root of the problem, you know. And, because we're all about the root, we want to spread it around and make everybody aware of all the capabilities that we have found so far that help heal people. Even restless leg syndrome and stuff, you know.
Great.
People wake up in the middle of the night and rub it on and are able to go right back to sleep. It's just, it works that well. It's just incredible. The thing about herbal remedy of any kind is that it works slow and deep and gently with the body. It doesn't resist or force its way like chemicals do, you know.
I think you've hit upon something which is really a niche market, because one of the issues that a number of people raise, and Corey, you can confirm this, is that they may be afraid to take the cannabis oil for pain because they don't want to get high.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you've done, Darcy, is you've given them a product in which they won't get high.
Yeah, you've given them an option.
Yeah.
That's right. And not only that, but it just makes a better life for you, you know? I mean, gee, the skin is a breathing organ in itself, and everything you put on the skin goes, if it's chemicals, it'll go directly into your bloodstream and bypass the liver, which isn't very healthy. And so you got to watch what you rub on your skin. And there's so many products out there that are just filled with chemicals and, you know, the petroleum byproducts or animal byproducts. It's just, it's like chapstick. They made it so you have to constantly keep putting it on and putting it on because your lips get drier and drier and drier instead of healing, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's the way the industry works. It wants you to keep going and buying and getting addicted to certain things they do. And without and of course, you know, they figure with great advertising and stuff that you'll go, oh, this is what I'm going to do forever. It's not very good. I remember growing up, my skin would be really sensitive to a whole bunch of stuff. Neosporin, I would just instantly break out in blisters and stuff. So my body's never really liked too many chemicals in the first place.
Darcy, do you have any products that would be beneficial to those of us who want to look 19 again?
Well, I'll tell you, my girlfriend and I, it was her idea. Let's see how well this cream would work as a wrinkle cream. So we both diligently would rub it on at night and go to sleep and stuff and take pictures of our little crow's feet, you know, any difference now, you know. And actually, they did get a little softer.
Well, my crow's feet have turned into ravens, so. So
well, there you go, see?
So we'll have very soft crow's feet.
There you go.
One of the things that you mentioned early on was for a diaper rash, and you said diaper rash within hours can disappear.
Yeah.
Not that I have diaper rash, but...
Right, right. Well, what happens is that, some of the herbs, like the hyssop and lobelia and the lavender, they help cool the hot and angry skin. And they take away the redness, and with the all the ingredients together with the myrrh and the cannabis root and the sage and everything are extremely antiseptic. So that helps with any kind of bacteria or whatever, and it's soothing. What I did was after several people confirmed that they were using it for the diaper rashes and stuff, was I made another version, same formula, except I increased the herbs, the lavender and the lobelia and the hyssop and the myrrh and such, and I call it Baby and Me Salve. And it works really well. It's wonderful, even on your sore muscles, too. It really helps with the diaper rash, and it's great for eczema as well.
That's good to hear. And we should tell listeners that we had a conversation with Darcy before we started recording that we would be interested in selling this on our website. And Darcy, we'll send you an email. And
wonderful.
We'll work out the details, and I think it'll be fantastic.
Yeah,
don't you, Corey?
Yeah, then her product will be available.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be wonderful to have it available there for local people to get and stuff. That would be great.
Yeah, we have listeners all around the world. We have listeners in
Australia, UK.
Oh, great.
South America.
Wonderful.
You know,
yeah.
North America.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, look, someone in the UK is waving to you. Darcy,
hey.
It was...
Yes, Hempies is... people have Hempies there, too.
Yeah, that'd be great. Darcy,
yeah,
was
that would be wonderful.
Wonderful to talk to you, wonderful to meet you, and we'll be corresponding with you.
Wonderful, great.
Thank you so much for sharing your time with us. Darcy, I much appreciate it.
Thank you for calling me and letting me spread the word. This is really an honor.
You're so welcome.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And here at Cannabis Health Radio, we're in the process of getting some products for sale on our website. But right now, you can buy Cannabis Health Radio apparel. You can buy t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and even a Cannabis Health Radio mug. Go to our website, cannabishealthradio.com, and check out the shop page for Cannabis Health Radio apparel. Wherever you are in the world, thanks very much for listening.
You've been listening to the Cannabis Health Radio podcast. Visit our website, cannabishealthradio.com, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.